Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year you make me feel so guilty about this, but I think you overdo it. I don't think I'm the only one that doesn't have a birthday party for their dog every year.
Go, Barkley. It's your birthday. Gonna party like it's Barkley's birthday. It's Barkley's birthday on Saturday, Anna.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Last Saturday was my my puppy Lila's third birthday. Now, on Lila's
How was
birthday,
the party? How many people came?
No one came to a party because there was no party Lila's a dog.
You hand make the cake?
Nope, there's no cake. Did I give her an extra handful of treats and snuggles and tell her how much I love her? Yes.
I mean, that's nice, but you think that makes up for the fact that, you know, she didn't have a party? She sits around and watch everybody else have a party for their birthday.
Raven has elaborate birthday parties for his dogs, and I think it's weird.
Hats,
I'm just saying.
Hats, cake, I mean, presents, lots of presents.
Do you think your dog actually wants to wear a hat?
He does not like the hat. Baxter likes the clothes.
Okay.
The other dog likes the clothes. He's kind of like a bougie. He's a little like diva-like. Yeah. But Barkley does not like hats, doesn't like coats, doesn't like any of that stuff.
But you still put it on him to celebrate his birthday?
Just for the photo, and if we can keep it on there for the video, distracted with the milk bones and peanut butter, then he's good. I think this year we're going to do things a little bit different. I'm thinking about giving him a cheeseburger for his birthday. He's turning six, so, you know,
but so
can't always be responsible.
Well, let's be clear.
Yeah.
When Raven throws a dog party for his puppies every year, he invites people to come over.
Yep, dogs from the neighborhood. Yep.
Dogs from the, yes.
Yep.
There's all kinds of gifts. There's a celebration. Mm-hmm. There's treats for all the dogs.
Yep, yeah, favors. Yep, all that stuff. Yep.
You don't think that's strange?
Nope. That's my child. He's my furry fur son. He's my best man fur son. Yep.
You don't think your puppies know that it's their birthday?
Like, oh, no, I do think he doesn't. He knows it's a special day. He gets all the attention. He gets all the goodies. And then a month later, his brother has a birthday. And then he's super pissed off. He's super jealous about it. He can't handle it. So, yeah, I think he gets it.
I think you make me feel bad because I don't really do anything special for Lila. I mean, I give her extra treats and I tell her I love her. But I feel like that's what the normal person does.
Nah, I don't know anymore, man. I feel like my dog's number one. They know two things. They know their birthday, all right, and they know when it's Friday because I tell the dogs it's Friday when I come home, and they love that. They get fired up when I tell them it's Friday.
I don't think that that's true.
No.
I don't think dogs know what day it is.
They know we're going to try and stay up late, although Dad usually passes out 9:30 anyways in front of Netflix. But they know we're going to try, and they'll probably get an extra MB. That's what we call a milk bone, but you can't say it out loud because then they're like, what, milk bone?
Oh.
They get fired up.
That's like what I do to my toddler.
Yeah, you know,
instead
you have
of
to
saying
spell
ice cream,
bones, right?
Should we get some I-C-E-C-R-E-A-M-E-A-M?
God forbid somebody say grandma or bacon, and the whole house goes crazy. So, yeah, but it's birthday time. I tell you, you're welcome to come
to
come.
I'm going to take a hard pass on
that. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, if you bring Lila, she'd probably be sad.
She would be very jealous.